doth bear a heart, and in his heart a perfect godly fear. A man so blessed, I say, can no discomfort have. He shall not taste a shameful death to fill a timeless grave. Could I of this before have well and wisely thought, I would not have embraced the course this shameful death hath brought. But all my mind was then on idle wicked ways, to shift, to go, to cog and cheat, and so I spent my days. A multitude of thoughts, as black as hell itself, the devil put into my heart to compass worldly pelf. And many ways I used, both wicked, base, and foul, still mindful of my body, still unmindful of my soul. In silk and velvets fair I sometimes used to go, as I had used the merchant's trade, for such I was in show. And at the worst I went like one of good degree, and often used to change my suits as needful I should see. So still I leaped untouched till this presumptuous crime, this mounting sin for that revenge, up to the heavens did climb. Upon the blessed day we celebrate the birth of the dear Redeemer of us all, with joy and godly mirth. Within the house of God, and at the sacred hour of the blessed communion, I was touched with Satan's damning power. In presence of the King, whose majesty might make an ill-intending wretch like me to stagger, faint, and quake. This mischief vile I did, I picked a pocket there, nor sacred person, time, nor place could make me faintly fear. When all were at their prayers and exercise divine, I pried about to get my prey, this devilish prey of mine. With hands and eyes to heaven, oh, did in reverence stand, while I in mischief used mine eye and my accursed hand. Now was my mischief ripe, my villainies full grown, and now the God in secret knew it, did make it open known. I could not shift it here, nor no denial stand, for all the purse was newly took, 'twas taken in my hand. And here I stand to pay the price of that offence. God grant no Christian after me may such an act commence.